Apologies to those that listen to my audio booze regularly. I know I haven't posted one for a while. I've just been insanely busy getting ready for South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. If you are there, make sure you hook up with me at some point. Those are different opportunities, all of which are listed on the BOAG World website if you do a search for South by Southwest. Anyway, that's a massive tangent. What is my tip for the day? I guess my advice today springs out of a redesign or a re-architecture of the BOAG World Forum we did recently. We upgraded the forum from the software that we've been using for years called Vanilla, and we upgraded to Vanilla 2, which is absolutely superb, and I highly recommend it to anybody considering running a forum. One of the features I like most about Vanilla is it offers the ability to sign in without creating an account using either Facebook or Twitter. Now, this is immensely useful and really very beneficial, and actually has caused a huge spike in the number of people using the forum. You see, the great thing is it takes the hassle out of commenting and getting involved, and it allows me to tie together various aspects of my social media. So, for example, if there's a really good thread on the forum, I'll often mention it on Twitter, and the people that see it on Twitter can easily contribute to that forum thread because they don't have to register for anything. They just sign in with Twitter. Also, it complements Twitter very well because obviously Twitter has a limitation in terms of being 140 characters, and so while a forum allows you to kind of go into a lot more depth. So why do I bring this up? Well, I bring it up really to kind of encourage you that if you're using comments or forums or indeed any kind of login, can you utilize existing accounts that people have got with other third parties? There's a lot of these single sign-on services now. You can sign into websites using Google or Facebook or Twitter or numerous others as well. And they're really worthwhile. It's quick, it's easy to implement, and it makes life so much easier for your users. And that's kind of the other spin-on here, isn't it? It's about removing barriers. You know, you want to get out of users' ways and allow them to contribute as quickly and easily as possible. So any kind of barrier you can remove is worth doing. So check out the various single sign-on services and integrate them into your websites.